Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome to Sports Day here on this Tuesday. Hope you had a great Labor Day holiday yesterday. Carlene and Paul Hines will be with you tonight. And the hot topic for Repco, for expert car air conditioning service you can rely on. Visit repcoservice.com. Another son of a gun joins the AFL, Hayes.
Take two for Alec Waterman. It was great news today. He got a one-year deal with the Bombers. He kicked 26 goals last year in 10 games with Claremont. Four goals in the practice match against Carlton on the weekend, and that sewed up the spot for him. He was an original father-son, wasn't he, to West Coast, but glandular fever wreaked havoc on him and his body. He got back to playing reserves 2 years ago, then worked his way up to seniors and dominated in the waffle competition. They've got a good one there because he can take a mark, he's clever, and he doesn't miss.
Yeah, and I think there's a few others that have had a little bit of a crack at West Coast and Frio for not having a crack at him. Peter Sumich being one of those, who knows his dad, Chris Waterman, really well. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco Authorised Service. Book at repcoservice.com. We'll clear a commitment. On the other side, Daniel Rich will have a yak to us from the Brizzy Lions. Also, Hamish Hartlett coming your way here on Sports Day from the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Our sports update today is getting inside the Brisbane Lions for Nutrien Water, providing affordable water-wise solutions for every home. And our special guest is Daniel Rich from the Brisbane Football Club. Welcome, mate.
Thank you for having me. It's always good to be back on the radios, the airways back in Perth.
Now, mate, just having a look at the weekend's action where you took on the Gold Coast in a practice match, you knew your recruit, Joe Danaher, looked like that he got on the scoreboard a little bit.
He did. I think he had the first three shots on goal, and it was good for Joey. But as a few of the boys have spoken about, it was good to get out there and play someone different than playing, I suppose, against each other.
How did he actually look, mate, and how's he been around the group since he's arrived?
Mate, he looked pretty sharp on the weekend, and I think it's no surprise in-house. He's been training really well, and he hasn't missed a session, hasn't missed a beat. I was lucky to do a little bit of training with him in the off-season, and I could tell then that he was mentally and physically ready to go, so I know he's excited about the season ahead.
How much do you think he'll help out Eric Hipwood, who also kicked a bag of goals as well, given he probably hasn't taken that number one mantle, I guess, as the key forward, which I thought he might develop into a few seasons ago, but having somebody like Joe next to him, it's surely got to be helpful.
Yeah, it's kind of the same theory when you have a couple of really good midfielders. If one of them's down, the other one can pick up the slack. Obviously, the best midfielder gets tagged, the best forward gets the best defender. So they're going to work hand in hand, I think, reasonably well. And there's a lot of other guys up in our forward line that are pretty dangerous. So it definitely adds another string to the bow of the footy club. And, he brings a lot off the field as well. And bit of that wiser, experienced head up there as well, which can only help our group.
We put a lot of pressure on the number one picks in the AFL, and Cameron Rayner was that for you guys. Is he ready? I understood he played a bit more midfield time. He's teased us a little bit in the front half, but do you think this could be the year for him to break out?
Oh, definitely. He's been one of the standouts over the pre-season. I don't want to pump him up too much and blow too much wind into his sails, but, he's been fantastic, and you're spot on. He's trained a fair bit more in the midfield. I probably suppose similar to how Dusty kind of started his career, a little bit more forward, and then kind of moved his way in there as he built a bit more of a tank and a bit more resilience to AFL footy. So, he's going really well, and still a young player, so we can't expect too much, but I think he's going to do some good things this season.
What can we expect from Nakia Cockatoo? He was highly rated as a junior. We never saw the best of him at the Cats, but what have you found from him in his early time at the club?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's one of those guys that's got so much talent, and he's just been a bit unlucky with injury. But out on the track, you definitely get the impression and see how good of a player he's been spoken about. So he's going to be one that's going to be a great addition. He's, as Fags has kind of mentioned, he's still kind of finding himself and finding that trust in his body to play a full game of footy and get that workload in. So, he'll be right once that's the case.
Now, what about down your end of the field, mate, in defence there? Are we going to see much structural change? Are you pretty settled?
There's definitely a lot of guys who are going really well back there. But I think over the last couple of seasons, we've been pretty settled back there. There's always a few changes here and there, but it's been a part of the ground where I suppose you need a little bit more, I suppose, wisdom and experience in a way, and have a bit of a different head on your shoulders. But the back kind of group's reasonably settled, and it has been over the last few years. So, but that means by no means that it won't change throughout the season.
You beat the Suns quite comfortably on the weekend. What are we likely to see, you reckon, this coming week? Because like West Coast and Freo, you take them on again, and I'm sure there's a little bit on Queensland's bragging rights, isn't there?
Yeah, the Q Clash is obviously spoken about a fair bit. I know they're practice games, but even intra-club games, I'll be honest with you, when I cross the white line, no matter what the teams are, I get pretty competitive, and I think naturally as footy players, as we all know, you get into it, or you get a knock or a tackle, and it's game on. So it'll be no different this weekend. But I think on the weekend we kind of kicked a few on them early in the first quarter, and the scoreboard didn't change too much from then on. So besides that portion of the game, it was a pretty even contest.
Daniel Rich stays with us after the break. Visit your local Nutrien Water experts today or shop online at nutrienwater.com.au.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals.
If you've just joined us here on Sports Day on this Tuesday, we're chatting to Daniel Rich from the Brisbane Lions. Now, mate, I had Charlie Cameron in my little dream team last year. He's very productive. How's he tracking?
Yeah, little Ranger's going well. He's a little live wire up there, and I think he'll be in store for another good season. He's one of those guys, and I'm glad he's playing for us and not the opposition, I'll tell you that.
You got a few West Aussies up there too. Give us some progress reports on young Devon Robertson, who we saw a little bit of last year early in the pre-season. Jackson Pryor, another one, son of Mickey Pryor over here, and Marcus Adams. He's been to hell and back a few times.
Yeah, that's three guys. I'll start with the two young guys, Dev and Jacko, both been going really well. Jackson's he's been a bit of a standout for me this pre-season. He's obviously a defender who's kind of adding that wing position to his kit bag. So he's going really well. They're both young guys who are just ripper young men as well. So they fitted in superbly well. And as you mentioned with Marcus, he's the last couple of years had some. A shocking run of injury. So he's come good, and he'll be ready to go this season.
We've spoken a lot about the rule change and the manning of the mark rule. We won't go into it anymore, but the kick-in rule change, we'll give it a rest. Carl hates it. I'm kind of for it. But the kick-in rule change, they've gone back further on the mark, and you do a lot of the kick-ins. What have you seen early on in the pre-season this time around?
Yeah, it definitely gives you a bit more room, that's for sure. And probably opens up the field a bit more. I think it's a good addition to the game that probably get the ball going a bit more, because I definitely notice it when it's coming the other way. And we're defending kick-ins, it's a lot more open. And as a defender, you can kind of see that a lot more. But I think that's going to be a good run for the game. And I suppose the rule is what it is, and players and coaches and everyone kind of adapts to it and moves on and gets on with it.
Now, be honest here. Now, with the kick-in rule, because the man is a long way back, it just makes sense to play on all the time, doesn't it, and get the extra stat?
Oh, I think at the right time, if there's a play where it's on early and someone's wide open, then you don't need to play on. But, you'll find that it'll probably guys will play on more than they ever have in the past, and that's being completely honest, because there's room there, and why not take it? You'd rather have it 10 metres closer to your goal than opposition. So no doubt that'll be the case.
How good can Zach Bailey be?
Yeah, I know I said there's been a fair few standouts this pre-season, but I suppose in a young group that the improvement happens pretty quickly. And he's been one. He's a little bit more mature. He's been around a bit longer. But, yeah, he's one of those guys that I think adds a different dimension to our midfield. He's super quick and agile, and he's for someone that's not massive, he breaks tackles, and he's got really good pace and tools, and he's worked on that inside over the last, I suppose, 18 to 24 months, and he'll spend more time in centre bounces as opposed to just sitting on the wing or half forward. So, yeah, it's an exciting proposition for the footy club.
Now, mate, I know we're back to a normal season and I know we're back to normal lengths of games, but do you reckon that you are better placed than you were last season heading into 2021?
Oh, that's a good question. I think, yeah, definitely would be based on last season, the experiences of last season, being able to make it to a prelim with a reasonably youngish list. So to put, you can't really buy that experience. It's one of those things. We were so disappointed, but we learnt so much, and we learnt from losses throughout the season and whatnot. So you add all those things in and it can only leave you in a better position. And young guys are developing. We've picked up, obviously, we've spoken about a few of our recruits that we've picked up. So, yeah, I think we definitely can hopefully only improve. But having said that, there's a lot of work to, so we know how much work's to get done to get back to where we want to be.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much for sharing some time with us tonight and all the best to you for the season ahead.
No worries. My pleasure. Good to have a chat.
Daniel Rich there, and if your team's working around electricity, always stick to the game plan and be 360 aware. We'll be back with Hamish Hartlett of the Port Adelaide Football Club next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Nice to have your company here on Sports Day. As I forecast, we'd be having a chat to Hamish Hartlett from Port Adelaide. He joins us now. Welcome, mate. Nice to chat.
G'day, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, how'd you go with, well, that club down the road that you really don't like to talk about when you're over in Adelaide on the weekend?
Yeah, it was fantastic, you know, just to play against a proper opposition. I think, as you guys know, sort of the pre-season, towards the back end of it, it gets a bit repetitive playing against your own teammates. So it was nice to play against a proper opposition and just get a bit of a gauge as to where we're at. But no, we played well. We had a pretty good win, and we sort of got through the game unscathed, which is the main thing at this time of the year.
Slow start, then you blew them away. What about the bold statements coming out of your club? I personally like it. 5-year plan, 3 premierships in that time. You've been at the club for a long time, Hamish. Is this the best position you've been in your time, do you think?
Yeah, personally, I certainly do from an on-field point of view. I think our list, and I've said this to a few people in recent times, I think our list is as good, certainly the quality and the depth of the quality that we've got. It's as good as I've seen it in my time. I think it's my 13th season coming up, so have been around the place for a little while. But, yeah, I'm just super excited about the depth of the quality that we've got on the list. And, yeah, I think our new CEO, Matty Richardson's come out and made some big statements. But, you know, clearly, as a football club from the top all the way through, we're very confident in the position that we're in and we feel like these goals are achievable. So, yeah, why not sort of go after them?
Gee, imagine playing for another 5 years, Hamish, and finishing with 3 premierships. That'll be all right, wouldn't it?
Well, I'll be 35 by then, so I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to squeeze out another 5 years out of this knee and these legs. But, yeah, at the moment it's sort of a game-by-game proposition from my end. But it would be nice to finish on a bit of a high like that, for sure.
To me, the list has improved over the off-season. Some big signings. Aliyah Ali, you've always been a little bit short down back. Now that sort of shores up that position. And Orazio Fantasia, the other one, that was an A-grader in my mind going back 3 seasons ago. He struggled big time with injuries. Do you feel like you're going to get the best out of those two?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Aliyah, he had some jaw surgery at the end of last season. So he was sort of modified in his training up until 3 or 4 weeks ago, but since he's come back into full training, he has not stepped the foot wrong. So his intercept game and his ability to run and create off half-back is super exciting for us. And you're right, he certainly gives us a bit of a different dynamic in the air as well, with just how long he is with his reach. So that's really exciting for us. And, you know, Orazio, we were in a similar boat a few years ago. I remember before playing against Essendon, you know, he was the danger man of their forward line, and his body hasn't been real kind to him the last couple of years, but he's in great condition at the moment. You know, he's completed most of the pre-season and, you know, he's played really well in his first couple of games for us. So we're super excited about what those guys can bring for us.
Hamish, you've spent a fair bit of time in the back half recently. How are you coping with all these new rules, given that they want more goals kicked? You liking them?
Yeah, obviously the man on the mark rule is the one that has caused a bit of a stir recently. It's taken a little while to adapt to, but I do think it's going to be good for the game from an offensive point of view. There's going to be some decisions that are going to rub the fans up the wrong way. We're going to have to cop that on the chin for a little while. I think, as many new rules are, the umpires will be really strict on them early on in the season, and then we'll probably see things be recalibrated a bit as the season goes on, and they probably won't be as strict on it. But I think it will create a more dynamic and exciting style of game for everyone, which is positive from my point of view.
Hamish Hartlett there, and we'll come back with sports stars of small business today. Former pole vaulter Kim Howe joins us.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company. And as we've been doing for the past couple of weeks, we've been doing some sports stars of small business. And we've got a very special guest tonight. Of course, a gold medalist at the Commonwealth Games in Melbourne in 2006 and went on to compete at the World Athletics Final in Stuttgart, Germany. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But let's get to work for Officeworks, helping you make bigger things happen as we welcome in Kim Howe tonight. How are you going, Kim?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to have you on the program, and we've had plenty of other sportsmen and women on this little seggy already. Just tell us about your small business and how you got started.
Well, mine was a bit of an accidental small business, actually. I sort of had three goals in life. That was to go to the Olympics, get married and have babies. But then when the babies came along, my life sort of changed a little bit, and I felt a little bit lost, a little bit lonely, and my third pregnancy ended up in a set of twins, and anyone out there who's had multiple babies will understand that sleep isn't something that you get readily, and actually really, I'm not really sure of many parents who get sleep even with one baby. So my girlfriend at school asked me how I was doing one day, and I was telling her about how my daughter had stopped sleeping, my eldest one, not even the twins. And she made me up this roller of essential oils, Young Living essential oils. And I rolled my eyes at her and didn't believe it was possible that they could work. But at that point, we were really prepared to try anything. And that night, we used the oils and my daughter slept and has slept every night since. And that was 4 years ago. And I didn't realise how many people out there weren't sleeping. And the more I talked about it, the more people wanted to try them. And they've had their successes. And then it turned into an accidental business. So, yeah, it grew from there. But just helping other people, made it so worthwhile.
Good job. So, mum of four kids, Young Living Essential Oils. Just tell us about the secrets to these essential oils.
Well, to be honest, I had never really even thought about essential oils during the athletic season. And it wasn't until I saw some results with the sleep. I'm a bit of a skeptic when it comes to natural therapies. But, oh, gosh, my life had changed 4 years ago when I actually opened my eyes and started doing my own research. The more I tried things that Young Living did, and it's not just essential oils, you know, they do beauty products. So every woman loves their beauty regime of cleansers and moisturizers. There's the sunscreen. There's the, you boys would probably understand how battered and bruised our bodies are. So there's a lot of amazing supplements and massage oils that help make us get out of bed a little bit easier in the morning. So Young Living have a huge range of different products for different age people. And that's where my passion came in. So I've got a huge range of people, from babies to the elderly in my life, and I really wanted to help every single age bracket that's around.
That is Kim Naden, formerly Kim Howe, okay? And if you just type in Kim Naden, it will take you straight to her homepage, tell you all about what she's doing now and the success of Young Living and Essential Oils and how it's helped Kim. And you can certainly find her phone number, email address and everything right there. Kim Naden, just type that into your Google bar and you will find her right there. Let's get to work. Officeworks has everything you need to prepare yourself for the working year ahead. We'll clear a commitment and be back with more of Sports Day after this.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Let's finish off with some news headlines for Product Script Pharmacy Sleep Services. Get tested for sleep apnea. We can tell you that our girls have gone down 49-44 in the first match of the Consolation Cup Test Series against New Zealand in Christchurch. The T20 match against New Zealand in the cricket to be played behind closed doors tomorrow in Wellington. That's due to Auckland's COVID-19 outbreak. So Game 3 is a must-win match for our Australian team. And the Perth Glory and Central Coast about to kick off in 20-odd minutes' time. So looking forward to seeing whether the Perth Glory continue on their winning ways.
And unfortunately, one injury, Carl, I want to report in the AFL that occurred across the weekend. Wayne Miller has hurt his knee. He'll be out for the season. On the back of him missing a lot of footy last year, that makes it very difficult for Adelaide to try and climb up that ladder.
All right, beautiful, mate. Thank you for that. If you are snoring, or if you're waking up tired, find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. We'll see you again soon.